They've done just what I read from Psalm 40 earlier. We started off. They've proclaimed the Lord's wondrous activity from their own life. Did you know that that's something for all of us to do? See, the point of the last 2 weeks is not for us to say, man, isn't it great? Our church has 12 people that can share a story. That's not the point. The point is, every one of us has a story to tell. Every single one of us has been enlisted in God's plan and God's activity, because the scriptures tell us, and this is really the verse we're going to be looking at today, it says this: if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are an ambassador for the kingdom of Jesus. That's what the scriptures are going to tell us, and that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes as we wrap up this series, This Is My Story. Let's look at these verses, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to read for you 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. This is the word of the Lord. Would you bow your heads and let's pray together. Lord, we love hearing the stories of how you are changing people's lives. We find part of our own story in these stories. We find encouragement and inspiration, and we're pointed to your glory. So we give you the glory and the praise this morning. And we also know that you have called us and you have equipped us to be your representative here, to be an ambassador for you. So as we look at your word, Lord, we ask that you would be our teacher. We ask that you would help us get beyond ourselves and truly hear from you what you're calling us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, verse 20 in these verses is a truth of God's word that has changed my life as much as any other portion of Scripture in the Bible. And that phrase is, we are ambassadors for Christ. So let me just ask a question that I'm going to answer. What does that mean? And how did that happen? How did you become an ambassador? Because you might be thinking, some of you might actually be thinking, I didn't even know I was an ambassador. I didn't know. How did that happen? When did that happen? I'm not even sure I want to be an ambassador. So, here's your answer. How does a person become an ambassador for Jesus? An ambassador is chosen by God. That's how it happened. When a person becomes a Christian, they become this ambassador. God calls his people out of darkness and into his light. He changes a person from the old self into the new self. A person was spiritually dead and now is spiritually alive. God places his spirit inside of all of his followers, and his spirit is changing us. His spirit is leading us. So all of that points to this truth that when you place your faith in Jesus as your Savior, you become his ambassador. That's what verse 20 says. There is no place for a person to be a follower of Jesus Christ and not be an ambassador. That is a dynamic that simply cannot happen. Every single follower of Jesus is an ambassador. You are not a secret agent. Secret agents are secret. You're not a protester. Protesters are obnoxious. You are not self-righteous. Self-righteous people judge others instead of loving them. The scriptures say you are an ambassador. So I don't know how that hits you. You might be still think a few minutes back thinking to yourself, I didn't even know I was an ambassador. What is this? What's going on? So I'm going to talk a little bit about what that means. Let me just give you, though, before we jump into this, how this changed my life. When I was in my 20s, I was in a Campus Crusade Bible study, and this concept that we're looking at here from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 struck me on a very, very deep level because I felt very, very empowered by this. I couldn't lose this job. That made me feel pretty good. I wouldn't get cut from the team. This was not like a role that was for the most elite followers of Jesus Christ. This role, the scriptures say, is for every single follower of Jesus Christ. That brought a fundamental change to my mentality in my early 20s. I was in college. I was a bit aimless in what I wanted to do and with my future. I was a very mediocre student. I was an average athlete. I was insecure. I knew I was flawed. I was selfish. And yet, God's word was telling me, you're a very important person. Sean, you are an ambassador for the kingdom of Jesus Christ here on earth. What an honor. I couldn't believe that God would trust me with this role. I thought, man, I'm just a normal guy. And all of us are just normal people at the core. And God delights to use normal, flawed people to reveal his glory and to use us to show the world of his amazing, unconditional love. That's how this truth affects me. And it continues to affect me to this very day. Let me ask a second question that I'm going to answer with three specific answers. And the question is this: what does an ambassador do? What do we do? Since this is our job, this is our role, this is our identity, I thought, even as a young 20-year-old, I thought, well, if I am an ambassador, I should know what I'm supposed to be doing in this role. You've been hired. You've been empowered. It's like you've been given a budget. Like, there you go. You got a team. They're working for you. And then you probably should say, well, then where's my job description? What am I supposed to be doing? Let's talk about that. What does an ambassador do? Number one, an ambassador, although living in a foreign country, represents the interest of their home country. So we'll leave that up for a moment, and I'll break that phrase down. There's two parts that I'd like to point out. First off, an ambassador lives in a foreign country. Philippians, let's talk about this spiritually for a second, and in a moment I'll talk about how this kind of, an illustration of how this would work, and we could see this working out in the world around us. Philippians 3:20 talks about this. It says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:11 says, beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. See, this world is not the home of a follower of Jesus Christ. Although at times it feels like home, it feels like home in lots of ways. Philippians 3:20 says we're actually a citizen of heaven. And so although we live here, it's not our home. 1 Peter 2 says we're sojourners here. It's like we live in exile here. So there's that dynamic where there's a foreignness to this place. The second part of it, as an ambassador, says that we represent the interests of our home country. That's the second part of that phrase. Now, in order to represent the interests of your home country, you have to know your home country. You have to know the policies and the values of your home. You have to speak on behalf of the ruler of your home. That's what the ambassador does. But see, and it's more than historic knowledge. In order to represent the home country in the most accurate way, you have to be in constant communication with your home country. Is there anything fresh to communicate today? Are there anything current that's changing in the world that I need to now represent in a fresh new way to this land that I'm living in. That's part of what, the first part of what an ambassador does, part of our role. Although living in a foreign country, the ambassador represents the interests of their homeland. That's the first one. Here's the second one. An ambassador seeks to build relationships in a foreign country. So they're seeking to build relationships all the time. That's fundamental, foundational to the role of an ambassador. So for illustration purposes, let's just think about this for a second. Let's make it a parallel to an American ambassador who travels to a foreign land. So let's just pick Canada. It's familiar, it's close. So just imagine, let's just make up a crazy scenario here that you are an ambassador on behalf of the United States and you travel up to Canada. But no one knows that you're the ambassador from America. You know it, but nobody else knows it. You actually operate more like a secret agent because you don't tell anybody. You might be actually really, really good at checking in with America. In fact, you check in every day. But you never seek to build relationships with the people in Canada in order to represent your home country to them. You live like in a little bubble that you've created. It's like your little American bubble, although geographically you're located in Canada. You're cut off completely from the people that are around you. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? As we think about that, you would think, wow, that ambassador should be fired. That's not what the ambassador is meant to be doing. Living in a little bubble in a little secret way in a foreign land. It fundamentally goes against the grain of what an ambassador is meant to do. Ambassadors seek to build relationships, right? It's a foundational part of it. We build genuine, authentic relationships with the people that we are around. You learn the customs of your host country, whatever that is. But you live among those people without compromising the values of your homeland. Right? So you're comfortable and you're happy around the people in your host country, but you never start to live like them so much that you violate the values of your home. See, because part of the whole role is that, number one, you have to know them, and number two, you have to represent your homeland with an attitude of winsomeness and love and the values from where you are. And think about how important those relationships are. For a moment, as you're just thinking about, oh, Canada, if I went up there and I made a little bubble, like think about your life for a moment. How actively are you seeking to build relationships with the people that share your life? See, an ambassador, the role that God has designed you for, has brought you into as his follower, you need to be building relationships with people. That's the second thing we saw. Now, here's the third thing about what's in part of being an ambassador. An ambassador communicates the values of their home to everyone. I've touched on this briefly, but let's just unpackage it a little bit more. See, as you're building relationships with people, the values of your homeland should always be on your mind. You're thinking about them. It's what you're there to represent. It's who you are being. So your behavior and your words show that you're living faithfully to these values. So in contrast to the kind of the person that lives in a bubble like a secret agent, let's take it to the opposite extreme and think about this. Let's just say as an ambassador, you're really good at building relationships. You're very, very accustomed to kind of mixing it up in such a way that you are like right in sync with the people that live in your land. But look, if a person doesn't know like who you're representing, and if they would ever say to you, gosh, you know what? You're just like us. Then you should be concerned. Because an ambassador shouldn't blend in so much that they are just like the people in the land that they are there to represent, a foreign entity to. So there's this balance where we are entering into culture and relationships and knowing people, listening to them, sharing with them, building relationships that are authentic and loving and true and in accordance with the values of our kingdom that we represent. But we are not becoming so much like them that they look at us and say, man, this is great. Like, you're just like me. We don't go that far. See, I like how the Apostle Paul says that I have become all things to all people that by all means I might save some. Isn't that what Paul did? He integrated, he knew them, they knew him, and yet he was always mindful of the kingdom that he represented. See, some people are going to reject the values of the homeland that you represent. That's okay. Some people won't always understand why your homeland does what it does. Just expect it. But see, neither of those should ever stop you from building relationships and winsomely, lovingly representing the kingdom that is your home. That's your role. See, as we think about these values that we represent, one of the values that it's described here in verse 19 says that God is reconciling the world to himself. That's one of his values. God wants everyone to know that he wants to build a bridge over the gap between the hostility that separates him from sin. Literally, reconciliation means to make enemies friends. And God has given us, his followers, his ambassadors, the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of making enemies with God friends with God. That's our role. That's our identity. That's what God is calling us to do. And so as we think about all of these stories that we've been sharing over the last 2 weeks, one way that we represent our kingdom is to tell our story. We tell the story of where we were, the problems we faced, the challenges, the insecurities in our hearts, the doubts and the questions that we have, and that's so relatable because everybody has those. Everybody knows what it means to be flawed. When we get beyond all of the maybe the games that people play, and when we get beyond all of the different things that we show to others and say, look at me, look how good I am, look at what I've accomplished. When we get past all of that, everybody identifies with the brokenness of our story. And then we point them to Jesus Christ. We say, I'm not the Savior, but I can tell you all about the God who is. And that's our role as an ambassador. That's why it gets me excited when I think about the fact that it's not just 12 people that shared stories, it's a whole church. And God is calling us and sending us and equipped us to be his ambassadors here in this area. And as I think about the impact that our lives are having on the community around us, man, that's when I start to get excited. When I think about the impact that he's going to have through all of our lives, that's when I get even more excited. I love how God changes people's lives. And I love being a part of this with you. As we close in prayer, I'm going to ask the Lord to search all of our hearts, to bring either one person or multiple people to mind that God specifically wants you to change your perspective on as you consider your role as an ambassador to them. Would you bow your heads and let's pray together. God, first off, we are honored that you have changed us, that you are changing us, that you have saved us. You've saved us from our rebellion and sin. You've saved us from the brokenness of our heart. You've saved us from even being aimless and seeking purpose at times. You fill our lives with meaning. And you have placed people in all of our lives whom you want us to represent you to. Lord, who are those people? Who are the people that we're bumping shoulders with, sharing lives with, that you have strategically and sovereignly placed us around so that we can share about you? Lord, you have called us and you have made us an ambassador for you. Now, use us to speak your truth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.